Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast, driven by the stylish 7-seat Mahindra XUV 700. Drive away for only $36,990. Book your test drive today, mahindra.com.au.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Back into your Wednesday afternoon, set to go, the Marty Sheargold Show. How are you, Marty?
Never better, thank you, Troy.
Excellent.
How are you?
No, good. I've still got a little bit of a head cold, but that's okay.
Well,
that's
you're just a head cold. You've been a world traveller.
I have.
And I would suggest that at this time in the world's history, it's very hard not to get a cold.
I reckon.
When you go overseas.
It's true,
You share all of that communal space with the general public who are disgusting.
We've had someone suggest that your South American trip may have led to depleted blood oxygen, which might be causing some of your symptoms.
I was at altitude for quite some time, actually.
Like 13,000 feet.
14,000 feet one day.
Titicaca.
Lake Titicaca.
How were the armpits?
They're a bit sweaty at some point up there. And it was also cold as well. It was interesting. Freezing in the morning and then very hot during the day.
Yeah. That's
desert. And in the Andes. So lots going on.
And so there was both Andes, or was the other brother there as well?
Both.
Who doesn't love being in the Andes? There was Andy Gibbs. It's my brother.
We're going to be talking caught in the act this afternoon.
Andy Roddick was there.
I was going to say Roddick.
There's not a lot of famous Andes.
Sandberg.
Andy.
Who is the most famous
Lee?
Andy Lee. Good local one.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous Andy?
Famous Andy.
I think we've covered off the...
Of all time.
I reckon.
Warhol.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I think that wins.
I think you got the top.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Who were you with, the Andys?
I can't remember.
Which Andys were you with?
The big ones. Let's get into it. It's the Marty Sheargold Show for your Wednesday Arvo on Triple S.
Top three.
That was a disaster.
It was a disaster. Will didn't say it. What did you... You didn't even do it.
I just completely forgot. Would you like me to start again?
No.
Okay.
Well, one chance.
Yeah.
Unless
we'll try again
it's
tomorrow.
Real, you know, unless it's catastrophic.
Yeah.
We were there. We did it, Marty.
We're always there, mate.
I did it.
And you did it too, Loz. You're right.
Coming in at number one, a restaurant in Italy is offering free bottles of wine to diners who place their phones in a lockbox. I'll do that for a bottle of wine.
Yep. So you have a conversation.
Owner of Al Condominio, Angelo Lella, claims it's aimed to encourage people to engage and chat with each other instead of being engrossed in their phones.
Oh, this is great. This is perfect.
But I'm not a big phone at dinner dude, but that's our generation, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I might if I might check it, make sure everything at home's fine
of
thing.
We have responsibilities.
But other than that, I'm not pulling my phone out during a meal because I'm so busy shoving stuff in my face.
And you've got to enjoy the moment. If I have the phone there, it's always turned over.
Me too.
On the table.
I like Googling things, though. If we're just throwing facts around and I want to, I wonder who that was.
Yeah. And sometimes I like to look at photos of things from the menu.
Yeah. Oh, let me show you something from here. Yeah.
Hasn't Google changed the world?
Oh my God.
Maybe you sit at dinner and you just wouldn't know things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone was happy.
If you wanted to see a photo of a raccoon, you had to, like,
go to the library
and open a book. Now you just see it.
Yeah. Or Encyclopedia Britannica.
Mm. It's amazing.
Yeah. When we were kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
World Book. Google. What's it done to us? Coming in at two, a big thinking Slovenian startup has created a curious smart security camera that doesn't just spy on your visitors, but it will open fire on intruders with paintball pellets and tear gas rounds with ultra-high precision.
I love this.
This is taking home security to a whole new level.
It's like Squid Game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, stay out.
But how do you... What if it, like, you know, just gets the postman? Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you stop it from just going, intruder?
Yeah.
And your mum dies.
Or maybe you controlling it, potentially.
I haven't read anything about it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Here we go. It uses automatic target marking, face recognition, and AI-based decision making.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Okay. That's going to know when a postman's coming, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Hope so.
It then gives you a warning if it doesn't know you. Thank you.
Who are you?
If you fail to comply, it starts firing off paintball pellets that will mark the intruder for later police identification.
Oh.
Of course, unless they take their jumper off. Yes. A couple of holes in this one, but I'm sure it's the beginning of something. Coming in at number three, Coachella revelers have been left furious at the price of food as attendees share some of the eye-watering costs they are being slapped with at the counter. Mm. One partygoer, Jackie Tanti, and doesn't she love cracking up?
Oh, she has a
mate, she's one of the greats. She's like a three-year-old. She spent $64 on two breakfast burritos.
What?
Oh. Top three and three.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
This is a phoner that we don't do often, but it's, you know, it's a good phoner. Yeah. You can really get good calls.
Mm-hmm.
How did you catch them in the act?
Ooh.
Or even did you catch them in the act? There's some great audio that go with this story, which is why I really wanted to do it.
Mm.
A husband has caught his politician wife,
right.
So she's the politician,
yeah.
In bed with their adopted Buddhist monk son in a scandal that has rocked Thailand.
Well, that's shocking.
Will Thailand recover?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, vagina longcorn will get him out of the hole.
The Jira.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah. I never get his name right.
The king.
The king.
Yeah.
Footage shows the moment the suspicious businessman surprised the lovers while they were in the marital bedroom. So they've adopted this Buddhist monk. And then the politician wife and the monk are getting it on.
Ooh.
Bursting in on the couple, the 64-year-old is seen barging into the bedroom, pulling off the bed sheets to reveal his naked Democrat Party wife, Praprapawn Choi Wodkoh.
Well done.
Alongside naked monk Paramaha.
Pramaha.
Yeah.
As the shocked lovers scramble to get out of bed, the fuming husband is just cracking it. Here's the audio.
Yes.
Oh, dear. That makes me feel a bit...
Husband Ty said he'd been suspicious of his wife and had decided to drive the 5.5 hours from Bangkok to Sukhothai to catch her in the act.
Right.
He blamed the monk for seducing his wife.
Oh, it takes two to tango.
Well, I don't feel like the younger monk has seduced the older woman.
Yeah.
No.
My experience of what I like to call cougars is that they're on the hunt and they're looking for a young monk.
I'm glad you said that word.
Hello, Jack.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, Jack. Jack. Did you catch him in the act? Were you caught in the act?
No, I caught him.
No, what happened, Jack?
Caught him.
Yeah, got him. Came home a night early off a rotating night shift.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. Up the driveway, pop the garage door, best mate's car in the garage.
Oh, that's cheeky.
What?
Car in the garage is just...
Really?
I mean, it's one thing to be potting Jack's partner, but to park in the garage is ludicrous.
It's not a euphemism.
Yeah, I don't know what I was more upset about.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
Pop the door open to him coming down the stairs. There was only the master bedroom upstairs. A wrestle ensued.
Yeah, of
what,
course.
What was more upsetting, the betrayal from your partner or from your friend?
Good question.
Our partner.
Yeah.
It's an awful story.
Yeah. Well,
thank
is
you,
it?
Jack.
I mean, good riddance.
Yeah, well, he found out.
To both of them.
Yeah. Move on with
your
life.
Need people like that.
You certainly do not. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Marty, ladies, how are you today?
Tom. Good. Tom, were you caught out in the act?
No, too good for that, Marty. Found someone else, though.
Yeah.
Managing a pub back in the day.
Yeah.
We had the whole stuff, the bistro kids play area, you know, nightclub and all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
You know, we locked up all parts of the pub, so the nightclub was still active. Couldn't alarm up a part of the hotel. There was movement. Went down with a couple of security guys.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a noise in the kids' playroom. Walked in, got right up against the glass where they had one of those big ball pits with all the plastic balls in it.
Yeah, ironically.
Oh, yeah.
Turned the lights on, and here's two people going at it.
And in the ball pit.
But in the ball pit.
And he's just saying he just caught two people going.
Oh, you just caught two people going at it. I see what you're saying,
that's
Tom.
That's why you should never go in ball pits.
Oh, I don't. I mean, the chances of people potting each other in a ball pit are pretty low.
That happen in there.
I'd be more worried rolling in a kid's little poo.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, that's going to knock a bit of the charm out of the evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lauren's little quiz, Mixbagosaurus.
Lauren's little quiz. Marty, you're hosting.
I'm hosting.
Hosting?
I am quizmaster. I give you a category, and then we change the words in the title with a thesaurus.
Good pronunciation.
We've got an example, too.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
You have.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, it's highlighted there in blue, I think.
Yes, it is. example.
Yes.
Film. Armageddon immediately.
Apocalypse Now.
Correct. Yeah. We might have to refresh that that clue, because that's been the same for about 6 months.
Dare I say longer?
Only if one of you people out on the other side of the glass cares anything about the show.
No.
Otherwise, don't bother.
Tegan's been here for all of 5 minutes. Yeah.
It's the second time she's heard it.
Yeah. She's still allowed to work.
Oh.
Well, she's about to go on a holiday.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's a bit bloody rich, isn't it?
It is.
Unfortunately, I haven't said too much about that.
No, I know.
She had it booked already.
Mate, we've all had stuff booked already that we've cancelled for the greater good.
Name one time you've done that.
Every time? And cancels everything.
Oh, yeah, you do cancel.
Clear the calendar again.
We're playing Mixed Bagosaurus.
Mixed Bag,
so it's not just films, it could be anything.
Yeah. Yes. And last time we played, Will won.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah.
It's best of three, first of two.
Why?
Yeah, just between Will and Lossie.
Why?
Play along in the car. Scream out your answer. The first category is a band.
Yes.
Band.
It's a band. Monarchs of the Rock.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. I was waiting for Kings of Leon.
I mean, I'll finish the clue.
Yeah.
Monarchs of the Rock Maturity.
It literally could have been Kings of Leon.
Wow. Queens of the Stone Age.
Well done, Loz.
That was very risky.
That was strong.
Now, I've got T and M in the scoring category, so I might change that to William and Lauren, another thing that hasn't been done for the sheet.
Because I've never played this game.
I'm not entirely
sure
who's been in charge of putting this together, but whoever you are, fire yourself. Because you're shit.
Marty!
That felt like one you could have just done.
I know. That is a very easy change for you to make.
Yeah. What? Mate, I don't have enough to do.
Are you even meant to? Okay, go.
Point for you, Lozar.
Yes.
One. Will, you got to get this one to stay in the game.
Question
I couldn't have done much there. I can cop that one.
That's true.
For the win, Loz, William, to stay in it.
Yep.
It's a song.
Okay.
It's a song. Insignificant Jiver.
Tiny Dancer.
Bang, William, bang!
I was half a second late!
Wow.
We're going to a tie break.
This is for the win.
No.
This is for the win.
What he always does. I start off okay, and then in comes William.
Oh, no.
Is it hard? I like the tough ones.
Me too. Yeah,
it's pretty tough.
I like the thinking.
Yeah. Well, they all seem tough to me.
this isn't your game.
No, it's not my game.
You didn't want to have a read of the sheet before you visit.
He's got enough to do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, William. Finally some sense.
God, he's busy.
Well, come on.
Come on. This is a...
This is the decider. It's for the win.
Just read it.
It's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
A movie.
Okay.
The Dim Chevalier.
Chevalier?
Yeah, I don't understand that
word. What's a chevalier?
The Dark Knight?
Yeah! Oh!
That is a win for William.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What TV show made you cry? I reckon I probably shed a tear when Molly died on a country practice.
Oh, yes.
And it just faded to black when she was laying down on the couch. And I can still remember Shane Whittington.
Whittington, I think, is correct.
Running down the hill to get to her. But unfortunately, she passed away before he got there.
So that made you emotional.
Totes emotion.
Don't so much.
I mean, I cry in everything.
Yeah, it's asking you what TV shows made you cry. It is like asking you what time did you put the TV on.
Most recently I cried when I was watching Ally McBeal.
Oh, something really?
Happened in that, yes. But the first time I ever cried in a TV show was when The Nanny ended, and I didn't understand. Like, I was like, well, I'm never going to be able to see The Nanny again. Mm. Now I can literally watch The Nanny
anytime
I want.
On several platforms.
Yeah.
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out.
I don't think I've ever cried at a TV show.
What?
I'm dead inside, though.
I can't recall crying in one either.
Are you serious? To the Sheffield's
door. Thanks for helping the phone, of course.
I know.
I'm too tough. No, I appreciate your help. Do you reckon I am?
Yes.
Yeah. And I made the Molly stuff up. That's what you do, mate.
I definitely cried at footy games when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I cry in Queer Eye.
Well, that's TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2002, we got belted by West Coast. It was a mess.
Oh, I cried in ER when Lucy was killed. I was very young then.
Mm.
Bluey's tear-jerking finale proved to be a massive hit on ABC Kids. 2.28 million viewers. It was a 28-minute episode, which I think is longer than their normal.
Yeah.
Usually like 6 minutes or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
It signalled an end to Series 3 of the show
mm-hmm.
ahead of an extended break for the Healer family.
Right.
They'll be back, don't you worry about that. This is the golden goose.
Will they ever?
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody's making a lot of money out of Bluey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fans flooded social media with speculation over the future of the show. It's fine. Relax.
Yeah, no.
No one's stopping Bluey, mate.
Why would you stop Bluey?
Why would you kill the golden goose?
It's the most watched show on earth.
Mate.
Yeah.
And honestly, Bluey will roll for it'll be like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Of a 40th anniversary. Mm. We've only got to write a 7-minute episode, for God's sake.
Mm.
You know what Bluey is? Lazy.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Lockie, what TV show made you cry?
Sons of Anarchy.
I never watched Sons of Anarchy, but which bit in particular, Lachlan?
When Opie was in prison.
Spoiler alert, be very careful in case people are watching
this segment's full of spoilers.
Mm. Is it?
I haven't watched
Sons of Anarchy about 10 years old?
Yeah, but still, sometimes you want to watch a show later.
I think there's a
cut-off.
There's a period where you're allowed to talk about old TV.
If someone spoiled Ally McBeal for me last week, I would have been very upset with them. And
she
that
dies.
Was on 20... She does not.
Thanks, Lachlan. Kylie.
Hello, hi. Kylie. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. What TV show made you cry?
Every episode of This Is Us, but that's probably pretty easy. But,
I don't know This Is
I've
Us.
I've heard that's very, very, very sad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sometimes happy tears, sometimes sad tears, but every episode tears.
Yeah.
But probably the more unusual one is The Shield.
With the bald actor?
Yeah, with Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis. That's
Chiklis. Michael Chiklis.
That's him.
Yeah.
The Shield? What made you cry in The Shield?
There's one particular episode, and spoiler alert, but it is probably 15, 20 years old.
Yeah, that's okay. The Shield. No one's ever going to watch The Shield.
That's how Chiklis dies.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant watch. Okay. But one of the main characters, Shane, drops a bomb in the lap of one of the other main characters, Lemon. And it's just devastating. I actually let out like a guttural when it happened. It was awful.
No,
the character is
devastating. Yeah.
Shane played by Walton Goggins, of course.
Oh, right. Shane played by Walton Goggins. Lemon played by Lemon Chicken.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast, driven by the stylish 7-seat Mahindra XUV 700. Drive away for only $36,990. Book your test drive today, mahindra.com.au.
Download the full show podcast with some extra bits from the Listener app now.